real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, also live on the internet. I'd like to make an announcement that next week Saturday, I will be on Kauai, so we will try to do the show from Kauai. So, those of you on Kauai that's listening, come on down. I'm more than sure the car show is free. Anyway, you can call Aston Aloha Beach Hotel and get more information. Okay? Our car registrations are super high, folks. And what's the reason? The car registrations is supposed to be fixing the roads. Do we have any roads being fixed? Do you see any? It's way too high. In Arizona, a Toyota Camry is only $40 a year. What's up with this? The Outer Islands is cheaper than Oahu. And the Outer Islands have less cars, but they pay less. We have more cars, we pay more. If you go by volume, they're making more money here than on the other islands. But the other islands don't have bad roads like we do. So, what's up with that, yeah? Anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Gas prices are going up and up. And what can we do about it? Nothing, folks. It's free enterprise. You cannot go to Chevron, Tesoro, Shell, and tell them, hey, you guys cannot charge $5 a gallon. Or you guys cannot charge $6 a gallon. It's free enterprise. Because if they don't like it, and you keep forcing them to try to lower it, they can say, you know what, folks? Forget it. We're out of here. We're going to close all the gas stations. Then what? Are you going to be begging on your hands and knees, please stay? I don't think so. So, you know, we got to have alternative fuel like ethanol. Ethanol will create jobs. And not only jobs, you have competition against gasoline. Yeah, I know the boaters say it's no good. The small engine people say it's no good. They confuse ethanol with methanol. Both are alcohol, but methanol is from oil, and it destroys metal, rubber, everything. It's corrosive. Ethanol is from sugarcane, and it's not corrosive and eats up rubber and all that stuff. No. Two different animals. Same name, but different animals, okay? So please don't get them confused. The boaters are the ones pushing for the elimination of the so-called 10% ethanol in the gas. Now, if for their knowledge, if you know any boaters, you tell them, depending on the brand of gasoline they're buying, it is not 10% ethanol. has never been 10%. At most, you're going to find it at 6%, down to 2%. So how can 2% or 6% cause any damage? And if you're going to take this issue to court, the judge is going to say, where's your proof that it is the ethanol? Remember that phrase, it is the ethanol. Those of you think that it's the ethanol that's causing all these problems, where's the proof? I have 100% ethanol in a plastic bottle with a rubber hose, fiberglass gas tank piece, bolts, aluminum pieces, everything. And nothing is damaged. Here's my proof. Where's theirs? Fair enough, right? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. If you have a question about your car, your brakes, comment, whatever. The other thing I'd like to know is I hope nobody got electrocuted and died from my electric car in this rain. I hope nobody got killed from it. Turn on your lights when it's raining heavy, like we've had. So many people drive around with no lights. Jeez, what are they trying to do? Save electricity? You save electricity in your home, not on the car. The car lights is for safety. For instance, the taillights. If you're coming down and this guy in the front of you don't have his lights on, you're not going to see his taillights in the heavy rain. And what you're going to do? You're going to run him up the back. Okay, so turn on the lights. 808-296-5467. Good oil is expensive, but cheaper in the long run. Because on the good oil, the synthetics, you change it once a year. On a generic, regular type oil, you change it every 3,000 or 3 months, whichever comes first. I know the manufacturers say 5,000 and whatever. Gotta think, folks, you have to have common sense. The manufacturer manufactures the car. You think they want you to keep it for 100 years? I don't think so. You gotta think and have common sense. These people are in it for the money. They want you to buy it every 3 years. Every 3 years, buy a new car. Yeah, right. Anyway, if you got a question, give me a call. 808-296-5467. And remember, next week, Saturday, I will be on Kauai, and we will still broadcast live through Verizon cell phone. And if that don't work, then I will have my son Todd here in the studio as a backup. Okay? He don't know that yet, but I'm going to tell him. Okay? I'm doing a car show and a few demo to test fuel on Kauai and show them the real value of ethanol. Well, so many people on Kauai don't believe that ethanol is good. That's okay. More for us. Right? So, anyway. I hope everybody made it through the rain. You know, it was pretty heavy. And it's kind of weird that it should go past us and then come back for the second run. It's like the painting Hawaii with water. I never heard any water commercials about save water. Don't use your water. Okay? A lot of people, because the economy is bad, are thinking cheap and want to do the cheaper repair on the car. Folks, there is no such thing as a cheap repair. Okay? The cheap repair is going with the right one. We see so many coming in today that they try to do cheap repair and end up spending more. And when you give them an estimate how much to repair what somebody made bad, first thing out of their mouth is, wow, how come so expensive? When you have to redo somebody's mess up, it's going to cost more. It's common sense. Okay? But in a lot of cases, we cannot save it. The car goes to the junkyard. So do it right or don't do it. Okay? So anyway, that's our pitch on that. Who do we have on the line?
We have Dot 3 Dean on the line.
Hey, Dino.
Hey, you know, I just want to tell the listeners something I learned just this past week when I came into your shop. We gotta stop spiking our gas with ethanol. That one quart of oil that I lost must be because the octane is not up to snuff. You know, in the 10 years that I've owned my car, I have never lost oil like that, a whole quart. Just after one day when I decided to check my oil, I noticed I was a quart down.
Maybe you got a leak?
Oh, no, there's no leak. Because I've been monitoring it since the day I came to your shop, and it stayed at the full level.
That means you're not running ethanol.
That's what I mean. So, I mean, that's why I came to get the ethanol that day. I said, hey, when I saw my oil one quart low like that, hey, that means the gasoline, even the so-called 92, ain't
How's the 6 gallons of ethanol?
6 gallons of ethanol, the car is running soon. When I left your shop, it ran so eagerly, not only because of the ethanol, but because of that new HPS 30-weight Royal Purple.
Okay.
And maybe that's making it run properly. It's a different kind of oil and the ethanol.
Don't get caught speeding.
Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot, George. Thank you. Aloha.
Okay. Who's next? Wanda's on the phone.
We have John from Makiki.
Hey, John.
Aloha, George.
Aloha.
What kind of shop will fix bad rust spots on a car, on the body?
Bad rust spots?
Yeah.
Nobody?
Nobody will fix it. I just have to live with it or figure out how to fix it myself, huh?
No. most shops don't want to touch that, but... give Tommy a call at Autotech.
Tommy at Autotech.
Yes.
All right.
And he will help you there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, who's next? Oh, is she on the phone again? I guess so. But anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, who's next?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Wow, Rob's early.
Hey, George.
What's up? You forgot.
I didn't want to go on the air. What did she do? She puts me on the air. She didn't, I guess she wasn't paying attention.
No, she never pays attention.
Yeah. Well, George, I still haven't paid my registration.
Yeah, don't pay it.
It expired last month, but this is what I found out, okay? I couldn't afford to pay it, and that was the reality. You know, I'm on a fixed income, yeah?
And unfix it.
Yeah, really. It sounds good to me. But what I found out is that, so when I go get my safety check, because I'm probably going to do it anyway this month, I have to go get my safety check. Then they give you a deferred type of thing where you take it out to DMV mm-hmm. in Hawaii Kai.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pay for it, and then when you come back after you paid for it, then they give you your regular, copy, yeah?
Yeah.
And sticker. But, it's not as much of a ding on the penalty. I mean, as if the fee isn't enough, George, but the ding is $16 for passenger cars,
mm-hmm.
and it's $40 for commercial vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I kept thinking it was 40, yeah?
Mm.
And then when I read it a little bit harder, you know, went back and really looked at it, I went, 16 bucks. So, you know, so you still get plenty of money. But I fell off my chair again, George, at the beginning of the show when you said how much, $40 in which state?
Arizona.
Oh, George, I tell you.
What's up with that?
I know, well, there was an explanation. I think it was from Schatz, huh? The lieutenant governor.
If you believe him, then you believe there's flying Hawaiian donkeys.
George, I'm telling you, it's all because, oh, for the longest time, Hawaii residents weren't paying enough and blah, blah, blah.
And it's all BS, BS, BS. That's all it is.
It's
BS.
All for the roads, George.
Yep.
Yeah, and everybody's
right.
driving around going, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
So that was his public explanation.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they raised it, because they let us get away with such a cheap amount.
You know what,
of
Rob? When you go to pay your registration,
uh-huh.
Tell a person over there, is there a senior citizen's discount?
I will. You know I will.
Because, hey, the seniors are on fixed income.
Well, that's true.
You tell me how they can afford that.
It's really going to hurt,
it's ridiculous.
George. Now, real quickly, yeah. I either put it off, but I have to renew my driver's license at the end of the year. So, of course, they're going to catch me then. But,
nope.
Huh?
Nope.
Nah, they will, George.
Nope.
You sure?
Yes, sir.
How do you know that?
Because four teachers at Kaimuki High School don't have car registration for the last 8 years.
Okay, all right. Yeah, and you don't want to go in there and ask them right out. Yeah, you
no,
don't want to show your hand.
That registration of the vehicle is not a violation. See, it's not a violation. It's not a traffic violation. If a traffic violation, yeah, you cannot re-register your driver's license.
Well, this is good. We're talking about it, George. Good.
Yeah.
It's helpful to everybody.
That's why. If it's too high for you and you don't have anything to lose, don't register the car. If it's a clunker, don't register it.
Yeah, and George, I promise, you know, any police officers or any people listening with that kind of power, you know, I'm not driving all around the place every day. No way.
That's okay. You know how much the citation is for no registration?
No.
$70.
There you go.
You pay the judge $70, you're on your way again, no registration.
And then you go, yeah, until you get caught again, right?
Yeah, $70, big deal.
I know. Compared, right? Compared?
Right.
To what they're pulling out, ripping out of our pockets?
Yeah, forget it.
All right.
Okay? Now,
I'm glad we discussed it. Thank you, George.
You're welcome.
Aloha.
Aloha.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Cakes has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's rolling, Bob?
Hey, George, how you doing?
Not bad.
Are you drying out?
Oh, I never got in the rain.
Oh, well, lucky you. But hey, you know you were talking about the headlights? I'm telling you, man, people are crazy. Not only when you turn
Bob,
the headlights on...
Bob, they're
the
not
taillight.
Crazy, Bob. They don't have common sense.
Right, because it's not only the headlights, but when you're driving up behind somebody with no lights on, it's harder to see them because they don't have taillights on.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, there's a car in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me started on four-way stops when the power goes off and there's no light and it's raining and you just roll the dice when you go through the intersection.
No, it's who gets there first.
Oh, yeah, that's just so wrong. Who gets there first? Almost got hit like six times.
And the other one is the bigger one has the right of way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. And I'm stopped to let the other person go through. The big truck comes behind me, just powers right through, almost hits the people. Doesn't even stop. Don't even blink their eyes. They just
because
go like,
he's the bigger one.
Well, you know what? It's just, I don't know how to fix it. People are supposed to know better. And you're also right about your driver's license has nothing to do with your car registration.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't even tie it together.
Nope.
The same reason when you go in to get your license, they don't know if you have insurance or not. Because
mm-hmm.
nobody talks to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But we need more money to do less.
Yeah, that's right. Every time you go to, fundraiser or whatever, where politicians are talking, you just open up all your wallets and say, hey, here, help yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And give me your money. I want you to donate your money to my campaign so I can raise taxes on you and get more money from
mm-hmm.
you. Get me started. So I'm going to leave now because already mm-hmm. one of my eyes is starting to twitch.
Well, turn your ignition off.
So, as always, take care of your car and take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Whew. Man, that was a miracle. We got him off the air. Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Yes, $400 for car registration on seniors is way, 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 way ridiculous. How can they afford that? There should be a break for seniors, at least the seniors. Come on, politicians. Get the idea? Don't think they have common sense either. But anyway, next Saturday, I will be on Kauai at the Aston Aloha Beach Hotel for a car show and fuel demonstration to show people how good ethanol is and how dirty the gas is. Okay? I will be on the air. We're going to try to do a Verizon cell phone broadcast. Hopefully it works. But if it doesn't, we're going to have my son Todd stand by and do the show. Excuse me. He don't know it yet, though. But anyway, we will take calls. It will be like normal. Hopefully it works. I think it will. We did a couple of years ago, we did that on a cell phone and it worked. So anyway, who's next on the phone?
We have John from downtown.
Hey, John.
Hey, how you been?
Okay.
Sir. Oh, well, you know, speaking about common sense, all the guys that think that whole Philly is... that new development, they're going to be stringing through a couple area.
Mm-hmm.
where they're going to put like a Hawaii Kai size development in there on this, the best farmlands we got in the island.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is right there, not even using any sense at all.
Oh, yeah. But it's all for the money.
Yeah. Did you know that that company that's going to develop the DR Hot Sporting is a publicly traded company? Mm. And they were up 7% yesterday. Their stock was up 7%. Yeah. That's the kind of things that we're dealing with over here. All these guys who are going to try to get all these shenanigans done so they can push through things that are not good for us, but come out with these, you know, spokesmen. Like even that Alun Farms, that guy is a traitor, man.
Mm.
People backed him off and everything, and now that he's probably getting, you know, some kickback maybe, said maybe, but who knows. You know, he's over there selling his gold to these guys, telling them that this whole Philly is going to be a good place or a good thing for everybody. Oh, my goodness. How are you going to replace the farmland? What do you like do, you know?
Well, the people have to get some common sense and do something.
Right, and they ain't got it.
Yeah.
Saw that tsunami thing yesterday on the TV about the terror in Japan, about how the tsunami really, man, they showed the footages that maybe nobody's seen before.
Mm.
Of the real life kind of things that was happening when that tsunami was coming on. If we have one here,
we're done.
And we don't have nothing, and all these buildings are just demolished here. We're going to have a lot of homeless, a lot of kiosks. We ain't going to be like Japan, where these guys are a little more, you know, sophisticated.
Oh, yeah,
and
they're really good.
Here. Yeah.
Well, if we have a tsunami like they had in Japan, Ewa Beach, Kapolei,
oh, yeah,
they'll be gone. Be gone.
Earthquake, anything.
Yep.
Yeah, you watch. But anyway, thanks, my friend.
Thank you.
Take care.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 5467. 808-296-5467. Next Saturday's car show is going to be very interesting. I never saw a car show on Kauai. I've seen on the Big Island, Maui, but not Kauai. Very interesting. But we will try the broadcast live from Kauai next Saturday.
Is it indoor or outdoors?
I don't know even where the hotel is. And you have to be in or outdoor.
Because it's been raining a lot over there.
I don't know. Harvey Maeda is the one that's putting it on. And if you want more info, you can call Harvey Maeda. And his number is 651-2813. 651-2813. Okay? Anyway, we're going to be doing that, and hopefully, crossing my fingers, it all works, and we can broadcast for the whole hour on Kauai. Kind of forget, because kind of long time ago, we did this broadcast from Hilo on the cell phone. So, we'll see. Hopefully, Verizon holds up and don't shut down. So anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. And this fuel demonstration I'm going to be doing on Kauai and at some other date in the future on Maui is to educate the people of how good ethanol is and how bad the gasoline is and what really is causing the damages to small engines and The boats that are using ethanol-free gas will be damaging the engines because there is no anti-knock.
Break time, we'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And electronic rust-proofing is a must on all new cars. It's a must because the bottom of the cars, all the cars, no matter what brand, whatever, is not painted. So it'll start rusting from the bottom. So highly recommended to put this electronic rust-proofing device that we have and Harvey has on the car because it works. Only on new cars. Some older cars have put it on and seems to work, but it doesn't remove rust. Okay? So, something to remember and think about. And again, we need more common sense. Every day, we have a hard time talking to people who have no common sense. Really. Okay? So, anyway, a lot of people are starting to use the cheaper gas, the plus or the bottom line, because they're looking at pennies. The cost from regular, the cheapy one, 87 to the 92, is 20 cents, folks. 20 cents. But the gas mileage difference is far greater than that. Do the math. You save more money using the premium. Okay? Don't be short-sighted. And the other thing, you ladies, guys too, I guess, that go shopping for groceries, take a notebook with you. Everything you buy and put in the shopping basket, write the price down. Write all the prices down, because all of the cashiers' cash registers have not been calibrated since 06. Linda Lingo fired the Waste and Measures Department, so nobody goes out to check and calibrate if the calibration is right. Okay? Just a tip. And when you lift the lever at the gas pump, don't be in such a rush. When you lift the lever or push the button on the grade you want to pump, watch the price. I experienced it myself. I have come across some pumps that will click up to 20 cents. And I never even pumped a drop of gas yet. So if it's $4.49, it's plus 20 cents. Because it's starting from 20 cents and it's going to go 20 cents a gallon more. Okay? So pay attention, folks. Nobody is calibrating all this. The oil companies and everybody has a free hand. And they're saying, whoopee, we're making more money. Okay? So pay attention. Give me a call at 808-296-5467 if you have a question on your car, your brakes, whatever. Did anybody have problems in this rainy season with their brakes not stopping? Okay? So, give me a call and we can try to help you. You need to check your oil, folks, because a lot of people still not checking the oil. There's too much in a rush, and the oil's low.
How often should you be doing that?
Once a week.
Once a week.
Yeah, remember the old days when you go to fill gas, they run out, and they check your oil, they wipe your window, check your tires, they do everything. Today, you do everything yourself, so check the oil. The engine is expensive. Okay? Almost every week, one car goes to the junkyard because of no oil. Come on. They don't need to waste money like that. Okay? Anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. Who's on the line?
We have Rich from Kauai.
Hi, Rich.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Okay.
Hey, I have a friend who's using hydrogen as a supplemental fuel to his gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
And you've probably covered this on your show before, but the emissions are much lower. The contamination of the oil is much lower. And we think this is going to be maybe the fuel of the future as we phase out gasoline, or actually as it phases itself out, as it becomes less available.
Well, you know that country, Brazil?
Yes.
57 years ago, they went through everything, electric, they went through hydrogen, whatever. And they found that ethanol was the cheapest, best way for them to go.
Yeah, and we've since found that there's new methods of producing hydrogen through pulsing the electronic.
But people don't have money. Ethanol can be just pumped into the car, it'll run. You don't have to convert anything. It won't run as good as when you convert it, but
right.
It will run.
Right. But from a sociological perspective, I don't think the oil companies are going to lay down and take that when they're not looking. They're going to make every political maneuver possible to stop that from happening. And if we continue to use gasoline in a mixture, maybe we will appease them to the point that we can work out some kind of a reasonable solution. They are the force behind the government. They pay.
That's right.
And so we can't really circumvent them. We have to figure out a way to think that we're working with them. And maybe
there is a way. If we can get this project going and make ethanol on Kauai, Oahu, Maui, and the Big Island. There's no way they can stop us.
Well, you're not going to get the politicians to help you at all.
Oh, we don't need them.
Well, they signed the permits for the agricultural permit.
No, the unions back us on that.
Well, I want to back you fully. I'm just afraid that the oil companies are a little bit too big of a Goliath to go against with spears and arrows when they're holding nuclear weapons. They've got the biggest arsenal in the world.
It will happen.
Well, they're going to run out of fuel, and I hate to see something catastrophic happen, which will probably be the way it'll go down.
That's
there'll
right.
Be some type of calamity.
We need to be prepared.
That are looking ahead and see that a calamity is imminent, maybe we can come up with a solution that will appease them to some extent so that they still have a part of the market share, and yet we can phase off and phase into biofuels and other forms of higher technology. There's no telling what might come up in the next 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Cold fusion.
If
we're still here. If the calamity doesn't occur first.
That's right.
But I think maybe, and I would agree with you 100%, and I am not politically motivated on this one, but I think that they're just too big of an enemy to try to pull the rug out from under them. They're not going to let that happen. There might be some people
you can't
that
see it without
in the cane
trying.
Field in the way. Huh?
You can't see it without trying. You got to try.
Yeah. Well, that's why I suggest an integrated fuel source that would still use a small or a graduated portion of gasoline until it diminishes or gets to the price to where it's unaffordable for everybody.
Oh.
Which we're sort of knocking on that door right now. But,
people are using ethanol right now between 2 to 8 gallons to the tank full of gas.
As a start.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing right now.
And you're coming to Kauai, and I hope to see you. Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at the Aston Aloha Beach Hotel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're going to do the demonstration there, and once you see the demonstration, you're going to be blown away.
Okay, thank you, Rich. Thank you for your good work.
Rich, do you know where that hotel is?
I do.
What part of the island is it on?
It's on the east side, just east of the airport.
Oh, okay.
Not very far, actually. Maybe not even 5 minutes, I think.
Oh, okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
We'll look forward to seeing you there, Ray.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Glenn from Kailua.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, George. I need a simple answer from the master mechanic. Okay, I called a couple weeks ago. I was the one who changing shoes in the rear, and I cracked open air, went into the system, and he said, change the master. So I changed the master, and I changed it. Chasing my tail all around. I also bought a new proportional valve from Mitsu. Took a long time to come in. My problem is the pedal goes down.
You got air in the system.
Right. And then I don't know how to get the air out, so I've read the internet and all kind of problems, all kind of solutions and stuff. So second question, all cars with disc in the front and drum in a brake, drums in the back need a residual valve to pressurize the drums at about 10 pounds, from what I read. Because mine don't have the residual valve in the master for the primary piston that goes
to
the back.
No. You don't need it. The problem you're having is you're trying to do it manually, and if you do it manually, you're going to pump the pedal a million times before you get the air out. They make a brake fluid bleeder.
Is that the pressurized, look like a garden spray variety?
They have two types.
Okay, yeah, the expensive one with the bladder, yeah. Separate, those are for the professional, but yeah, okay, I did a homemade one. I pressurized it to about 15 pounds, not too good. And also I did a vacuum one. I broke open a old AC, the refrigerator compressor?
Yeah.
Put it on, suck them out, nothing happened. But bottom line is, I have air in my system.
Yeah,
right?
You see, you cannot suck it at high pressure. When you suck it too high, and it's supposed to just suck real gently, not even one pound. You suck it too hard, you're going to suck air in past the seals. And you're back to square one.
So maybe I should use my hand vac, the Mighty Valve. You know,
that's too hard.
But even that is too strong too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because on the gauge, I can bring them up to about 20 pounds.
No, that's way too high.
I mean, okay.
You're doing brain surgery on yourself, man.
I know, I'm chasing my tail around. But, you know, Dodge, I went on the internet. I look at all kind of forums. It's a simple problem. My car is simple. Yeah,
it is. You're just doing it wrong.
Yeah. But I've been doing it for 30 years on all my family cars. So this one, I scratched my head because it's a non-ASB, non-HHB, you know, the hydraulic booster. It doesn't have a combo valve that tells you when a circuit is broken. This car is a 203, and it's a simple one. No cruise control. You know, it's a real...
You're going to have a hard time doing it. If you're going to pump it, you're going to pump it a million times before you get the air out. And if you do it the other way with a low vacuum pump, then you'll get it out.
I'll give it a shot. Okay. Okay, dog. Thanks, Josh.
Okay.
Follow up next week. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi, Don.
Hey, George. Hi. Concerning the refineries that we have in the United States, they're not making any new refineries for converting oil to gasoline anymore.
No.
Right? And how many ethanol refineries do we have or plants in the United States?
We have a lot in America.
Uh-huh. And Brazil, they have a lot?
Yep.
Okay. So basically, the direction would be ethanol is the best practical way.
Well, that's the cheapest because not everybody can afford conversions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why Brazil went with ethanol, because what about your lawnmower?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to hook it up with hydrogen or whatever? So they found that ethanol, you just pour it in, fire it up, and away you go.
Okay, so basically a sugarcane one is better than corn then?
Yeah, they're using corn because of federal subsidies.
Uh-huh.
But there's no federal subsidies for sugarcane, so they won't touch sugarcane. But sugarcane does make more ethanol than corn. Corn, for 1 acre of corn, you make only between 600 and 700 gallons of ethanol.
Uh-huh.
Sugarcane, 1 acre, makes 1,000 gallons of ethanol.
Uh-huh.
And corn, you have nothing byproduct to make electricity, whereas sugarcane byproduct, the bagasse, can be made into electricity.
Okay, basically you just need a lot of massive land to grow the sugarcane.
We just need big investors to come in and do the project.
Right. Well, I hope the plans go okay for that, if we can get it out here.
We're trying.
All right, George.
Okay?
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay.
Hey, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and just another announcement for those people on Kauai. I will be on Kauai next Saturday at the Ashton Aloha Beach Hotel. Okay, I will be there probably a whole day for the car show and a few demonstrations. We're going to show you about ethanol. all the tests, and I will test octane on your pump gasoline or whatever gas that you want to test. Okay? So that's next Saturday. And we will do the Hawaiian Automotive 101 by cell phone. Hopefully that works. Okay? So just to let you know. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? Anyway, the people that should be protesting ethanol is the auto repair shops. Because by using ethanol, you will have far less car repairs. Okay? So, go figure. The injectors will run cleaner. The fuel pumps won't break down. And all of that other good stuff. Okay, so on car insurance, I recommend highly to price around. Don't believe the commercials that you see on the TV and radio. Price around, folks. A lot of people are satisfied with what they have, and they don't price the following year. Always reprice, price, keep pricing, because that's where you save money. $100 here, $100 there, and whatever. Okay? So, price it. Fire service, they're all the same. But the price, some of them, way cheaper. Okay? The other caller called about rust on the car. There's a lot of people that have rust on the car. If you have rust on your car, body shops don't want to touch that. But for all new cars. So, anyway, are you ready for next Saturday, Wanda?
Yes.
Yeah, you got to be here early, you know. Because you're going to have to call me on my phone so that we can get hooked up to the station. Okay? I'm going to try to get Earl Safari Char to come in too, if he's not too busy. You know, he's dinosaur is rocking on his rocking chair and don't want to move too much. Okay? Don't touch the light poles and the traffic lights and stuff like that. They can be, it can electrocute you, so be careful. Okay? If you have to hit the cross button to cross the street, use something non-conductive, like you know, some material or something that doesn't put you into direct contact with the metal. Okay. Anyway, people been asking me about a raceway park, like Hawaii Raceway Park. You know, I really don't believe that we will have one, because for one, it's really expensive to build, and number two, the land is expensive. And if you measure the value of a raceway park versus a big development, the development will bring you instant profit and guaranteed profit over a raceway park. There's no money in that. So why would anybody venture and build a raceway park? I don't think so. We had that problem way, way back in the 60s. Excuse me. And nobody would build it. But Jimmy Pfluger and three pediatricians stepped up and did it because Jimmy Pfluger's family owned the land. And if you own the land, it is not quite that expensive to build a raceway. So that's how Hawaii Raceway Park came about. But now that it's sold, I don't think Jimmy Pfluger is going to build another one. So give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. There are lots and lots of fuel additives out there that claim they will save you gas, but be careful, folks. A lot of them are highly, highly toxic. You can get blood contamination from these additives. Okay, so be careful.
You know, with all the rain we had this week, did you notice, I don't know, people bringing their cars in for certain kind of jobs?
Well, what we've seen a lot of today is redos. Someone else had done it and didn't do it right, and they have to have it redone, and costing them two times the amount they spent to do it once. And they always have the question, how come so expensive? Well, you go talk to anybody, a carpenter, a plumber, whatever. If somebody has to redo something somebody else did, it costs more. There's more work involved. So, but as far as brain damage, no.
But actually with automotive, isn't it harder because you have to trace back whatever they
did? Yeah. So you got to pay for that labor. And they always have this no common sense question. Why we have to pay more? Well, you know, if you had to do the job and if your boss said, I'm not going to pay you more if you take more time. I'm just going to pay you the regular time. You're not going to work. So how do you get the job done? You have to pay the guy the extra. No two ways about it. So do it right the first time. I don't know. I don't get it. Anyway. A reminder again, I will be on Kauai next Saturday at the Aston Aloha Beach Hotel for a car show and fuel demo. If you have questions and would like to know about it, call Harvey Maeda. Harvey's number on Kauai is 651-2813. Okay? And Harvey also has that electronic rustproofing gizmo. Alright? So hopefully everything goes smooth and we do the broadcast from Kauai and it goes okay. Anyway, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And folks, drive safely when it rains. And hopefully we're done with the rains for now. But you know, no one can tell. Anyway, please don't drink and drive, and take care of each other. Drive carefully, and talk to you all next week, Saturday, from Kauai. Aloha.